You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program Spiritual Cures. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I have a few istikhara that جی السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ پلیز کین یو گیو اے وظیفہ فار ڈرائیونگ لیسنز ٹو ہیلپ مائی سن پلیز ڈونٹ مینشن اینی نیمز انشاءاللہ عز و جل کوڈ نیم مکہ سو یو آسک فار اے وظیفہ بٹ یو آلسو سینڈ یور نیم اینڈ یور سنز مدرز نیم آئی ڈونٹ نو وٹ دی استخارہ واز گوئنگ ٹو بی اباؤٹ سو بیسکلی اف یو وانٹ ٹو نو what is it that you want to know about your son. So I don't think there was an istikhara for that, but inshallah we'll give you a wazifa for that as well. Jesus.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. They recite Ya Alimu, Ya Alimu, Ya Alimu in abundance, inshallah we'll gain success, inshallah.
Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Ya Alimu, keep reciting that, inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will give you success. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Please, I would like to do istikhara for my health. I have been well past 5 weeks. I'm not well for the past 5 weeks. I have been in good health most of the time, but past 5 weeks, I'm not staying well. Okay, inshallah, azza wa jal, we'll try to do the istikhara as well. جی السلام علیکم و رحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ
وعلیکم السلام
دیر از رکاوٹ فار رشتہ اینڈ آلسو جسم میں درد ہوتا ہے ٹھیک ان شاء اللہ جو سعود بھائی از گونا سو دار آؤٹ از ویل الحمد للہ عز و جل جی آلسو ماشاء اللہ عز و جل وی ہیو اندر استخارہ ریکویسٹ ول پاس دا آن ٹو دا مجلس ان شاء اللہ عز و جل السلام علیکم وعلیکم السلام و رحمۃ اللہ آپ کو ہم نے دو دفعہ میسج کیا تھا کہ آپ سے مسئلے کے بارے میں پوچھنا ہے لیکن آپ نے رپلائی ہی نہیں پلیز بتا دیں اللہ آپ کو یہ whoever send a message جس نے یہ میسج بھیجا ہے برائے کرم ابھی آپ نے دو ہفتے پہلے کہا دو سارے میسج تو میرے پاس تو نہیں ہے دو ہفتے کے تو پلیز کرم فرمائیں آپ وہ میسج بھیج دیں اگر شرعی مسئلہ ہے تو اس کا جواب تو ہم ویسے بھی نہیں دے سکتے اس پروگرام پر لیکن اگر کوئی اور بیماری ہے یا کوئی وظیفہ یا استخارہ لینا چاہتے ہیں تو آپ جو ہے نا وہ ضرور میسج اب وہی میسج بھیج دیں انشاءاللہ پھر اندر کی بنا لیں گے انشاءاللہ السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ اوکے وی گاٹ سم ون ہو وانٹس ٹو ماری ہزبینڈز نیم وغیرہ آئی تھنک بیسٹ تھنگ از فار دا نمبر انشاءاللہ پلیز اف یو کین نو دس نمبر ڈاؤن 01274-733-578 01274-733-578 انشاءاللہ عزوجل that's our استخارہ line and good news is that استخارہ line has increased the hours the استخارہ hours are from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. Yeah. Monday to Saturday and Sunday off so alhamdulillah it's a 12-hour line that's how busy the استخارہ line is and also to give you more time regarding that so please if you can ring that number they'll ask for some more details inshallah they'll do the istikhara for this marriage as well
after you mentioned regarding somebody wanted a wazifa because they're having some difficulty in marriage maybe some obstacles etc so those who are facing obstacles in marriage they should recite ya dhal jalali wal ikram ya dhal jalali wal ikram ya dhal jalali wal ikram 312 times after salatul fajr and then make supplication in the court of Allah azza wa jalla for a righteous marriage inshallah they will get married soon and also have a virtuous husband or if it's the wife that they're looking for I'll have a virtuous wife, inshallah.
Okay. Inshallah.
Yeah, I just made a note that we're going to make an announcement, and you maybe you read my mind ourselves straight away.
Great minds think alike, don't they, as they say.
Yes.
But, mashallah. Ji, subhanallah, azza wa jalla. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can I have a wazifa for children, for having children? Inshallah, we'll give you a wazifa for that as well. Salam, please can you do istikhara for me to see if any blockage in marriage, reference SP89. Inshallah, azza wa jalla, we'll do the istikhara for that as well. Salam, sorry, I don't know if you've already done the istikhara, but please could you check why I keep fainting as doctors think there's nothing wrong. We'll also give you a wazifa for fainting.
Yes. Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The message that you just mentioned regarding childlessness, a beautiful wazifa, very mujarrab, I mean tried and tested, alhamdulillah. So every Friday, Ya Bari'u, Ya Bari'u, Ya Bari'u, 10 times with Durood Sharif before and after. The husband and wife both can recite this, but every week, every Friday, without fail, inshallah, if Allah wills, they will be blessed with children.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I do istikhara for me? I had headache and I get scared in the night. My name, don't mention my name. My code name is Madina. Okay, inshallah, I've sent you forward for istikhara. Inshallah, as soon as we get a reply. Assalamu alaikum. Would like to do istikhara. I am 14 years old and I'm not well. I have been lazy. I feel like fainting. Code Muhammad. Inshallah, we'll do istikhara for that. Assalamu alaikum. My son is 18 months and won't sleep at night. At night time, his name is... Okay, inshallah, we'll do the istikhara for that as well. Salam, please, can you do istikhara for my son? He is not listening. His name is... Okay, inshallah. My daughter has lost her hair and she is 19 years old. Can you tell me what's best cure? So losing hair, inshallah, we'll tell you the cure for that as well. Okay, inshallah. Istikhara has been done for someone who wanted an istikhara. Why they were fainting. So alhamdulillah, istikhara has been done. And the istikhara reply has come back as nazr-e-bad. So it's an evil eye. And to get rid of evil eye, La ilaha illallah 60 times. That's the most easiest one. La ilaha illallah 60 times. Blow on the person. Inshallah, azawajal, the evil eye will be removed. Inshallah, azawajal. Another istikhara has been done as well. It was regarding someone who sent a message that their children, you know, their son was not listening to them. Istikhara has been done regarding that as well. And it's also nazr-e-bad as well. And again, La ilaha illallah 60 times. Inshallah, azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will remove the evil eye. Also, someone sent an istikhara regarding their 18-month-old child who doesn't go to sleep at night. Istikhara has been done. And it's all nazar. Everything's nazar today, isn't it?
Inshallah, for the yeah. For the small
so
child,
we'll well.
Give you a one for the evil eye for the small for the child. Inshallah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It mentions that recite Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falak, and Surah Nas with Durood Sharif 3 times before and 3 times after. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Each time they recite the surah. So Al-Fatiha is in Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin that you read in Salah. Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, Surah Falak, and Surah Nas, the last two surahs of 30th chapter.
MashaAllah.
So if they recite all of these together with Durood Sharif 3 times before and after and perform them upon the children, inshallah.
Inshallah.
They'll be protected from evil eye.
Ji, another istihara has been done. Code Muhammad, 14-year-old sister who sent us the message. The istihara has been done. And it's come back as nazr-e-bad again. So nazr-e-bad means evil eye. There's no black magic, no anything like that. Nazr-e-bad can be passed on to anyone by their parents as well. Or, you know, so don't worry about anything. But recite La ilaha illallah 60 times and blow upon that person or blow upon your own self. Inshallah, azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will inshallah remove.
Also, the message
evil
that
eye.
Came regarding hair loss.
Ji.
I think someone's child is losing hair, they're only 18 or something.
Ji.
In regards to hair loss, it mentions that grind black seed and mix it into henna and then apply on the parts of the head from where the hair loss is occurring.
Okay.
Inshallah, the hair will start to grow.
Inshallah.
So black seed as in kalwanji.
Kalwanji, yeah.
Mix that into henna, and then mix the henna, obviously, and then apply in the areas of where the hair loss is.
Cheek, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. We've also had the istikhara done for rishte mein rukawat, the one that came in Urdu, and the istikhara has been done regarding that, and it's come as Vakti azmaish, yani Allah Ta'ala, Vakti azmaish hai. So there's nothing serious, lekin it's a test from Allah.
What they can do is recite Ya Sami'u 100 times, no fixed time, 100 times Ya Sami'u, Durood Sharif before and after. But no talking between Majidin.
Inshallah. So Ya Sami'u 100 martaba padna hai, beech mein baat nahi karni, aur inshallah Azza wa Jalla Allah Ta'ala asani farmaye. Ek aur wazat is Urdu mein tha, rishte mein rukawat. So again, उसमें भी यही है कि वक्ती आजमाइश है. और तीसरा इस्तिखारा था जिस्म में दर्द रहता है, तो उसमें इस्तिखारा हुआ इलनेस, बीमारी का इशारा है. अगर दवाई वगैरह इस्तेमाल कर रही हैं तो इस्तेमाल करें. जिस्म में दर्द,
या दोज हु आर फेसिंग ऑब्स्टिकल्स इन द मैरिज, वेदर इट्स अ बॉय और अ गर्ल, एंड दे थिंक इट्स बंदिश, टू रिमूव दैट बंदिश एट द टाइम ऑफ फजर. If they recite Surah At-Teen with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim each time, so 60 times Surah At-Teen with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim each time.
And Surah At-Teen meaning Wat-Teen was Zaytun.
And they need to be in the state of ablution. And inshallah, it mentions that within 40 days the desires will be fulfilled, inshallah.
Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Ji, we've had another istikhara. Salam, can you do istikhara for me? I had headache and I get scared in the night. Code name is Medina. The istikhara has been done for that, and again it's evil eye. Evil eye, La ilaha illallah, 60 times, and blow upon that person or blow upon yourself. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will remove the evil eye as well. We've also had istikhara, 14-year-old, again the code name was Muhammad. Then that istikhara is, the result was that for nazar again. So evil eye, La ilaha illallah, inshallah azawajal, repeat that. Allah Ta'ala will inshallah azawajal grant you shifa.
Regarding body pains, simple, without looking at one, but that's quite complicated. Jee. I'll give you a simple one. Ya ghaniyu, whether in the state of ablution or not, if you recite Ya ghaniyu and perform them upon the area of where you, where you're feeling pain, inshallah, the pain will go away.
Inshallah. We had an istikhara request. Someone said that for the past 5 weeks, they haven't been in good health. Most of the time, but past 5 weeks, I'm not staying well. The istikhara has come back as illness. Yani bimari hai, illness hai. Koi, there's nothing evil eye or any magic or anything like that. It's just evil illness. Try to take in your medications. And, you know, for that,
regarding illness, if they recite, if they write or get it written 3 times on a piece of paper, Ya Ghafuru, Ya Ghafuru, Ya Ghafuru. So get that written 3 times on a piece of paper, either write it themselves or then get it written, make it into amulet and tie it around the arm, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, the illness will be cured, inshallah.
Inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Another istihara has been done. The code name was Sham. S-H-A-M. The istikhara has been done, and again the istikhara has come back as illness for that person who they said that they've been not feeling well for the past 2 years. Allah Ta'ala give you shifa kamila. Inshallah, we will try to give you a wazifa if you can try to
recite Ya Salamu 33 times with Durood Sharif before and after. Perform them upon water. Give that water to the ailing person, inshallah.
Inshallah. So Ya Salamu 33 times, 33 martaba. And blow on water before and after Durood-e-Pak, and drink that water, Allah Ta'ala will give
shifa. They can also, whilst they're doing the wazifa anyway, so if they recite Ya Salamu 33 times, Durushi before and after, perform them upon the water, but if the patient is also present, also perform them upon the patient as well, inshallah.
Cheek, mashallah. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Please all make dua for my family. For my family's health. Allah Ta'ala give you shifa as well, inshallah. Please make dua for my family. Allah Ta'ala give us ease in our calamities, especially for my younger brother. His mental state is not good. He's been like this for 10 years now. and no improvement. I plead for dua for his health. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give him shifa-i kamila. Allah Ta'ala, you know, give your family the patience and the sabr for continuing, you know, to help your brother as well. But Allah Ta'ala give him shifa. Please, could you pray for me and my family as we have COVID?
In regards to the troubled family, if they recite Ya Shakuru, Ya Shakuru, Ya Shakuru 41 times with Durushri before and after Fajr Salah for a duration of 31 days, inshallah.
Inshallah. May Allah make those who send the message for Ya Shakuru after Fajr Salah, inshallah, Azawajal, before and after Durud-e
Paak. 41 times for 31 days.
41 times for 31 days, mashallah. And keep reading that. You know, it's an easy wazifa. We're going to wake up for Fajr Salah anyway. So, inshallah, Azawajal, try to read that. And Allah Ta'ala will give, inshallah, Shifa-i Kamila as well.
And make things easy for them as well, inshallah.
Ameen, inshallah, Azawajal. Got another message. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please do istikhara for my cousin? He is finding it difficult, a proposal, and when he does, it breaks off. Is there any asrat or amliyat? Okay.
Istikhara request.
Code word Musa. Istikhara has been done, and there is no amliyat and no asrat. So it's just a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. So, you know, keep marriage proposal, what was it?
I think it was
Marriage proposal, wazifa for that, please, if possible.
Ya dhal jalali wal ikram.
Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Just keep reading that, inshallah.
312 times after Salatul Fajr.
Say, inshallah. So, ya dhal jalali wal ikram, 313 times. 312 times. After Salatul Fajr, inshallah. Now, some people might be thinking, why not 313? Yeah. So, what is the answer for that? Is that the ulama ikram and the awliya? You know, it's like your house key will not open my house key. So, you know, the teeth of the key, they've got to be exact. So, if someone says, well, I'll read 313, it's blessing again. There might be blessing. Obviously, the more you read, the more blessing you get. But because the awliya ikram, they recited it for 312 times, that's where, as they say, the barakat lies, following their footsteps their way. And inshallah, Azawajal will get that. Jee, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please do istikhara for my grandson? He has really bad eczema, which isn't healing. Inshallah, Azawajal. Assalam, hope you're well. Please do istikhara as I'm losing hair. I've gotten acne blood test, have come back normal. Thank you. Inshallah, Azawajal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I hope you are well. I have recently had a dream interpretation done due to disturbing recruitment dreams. I have been asked to get istikhara done for nazar or sihr. I'm guessing it's nazar, not sihr. But just to make 100%, could I have istikhara done? Okay, inshallah, azza wa jal. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm looking for a spiritual cure or istikhara for sleep problem. It has been a problem since 2014 after the passing away of my father. I have tried everything but no success. Inshallah, Azawajal, I will give you an istikhara for that as well. Inshallah, Azawajal. I think someone's just sent loads of messages regarding Shadi nahi ho rahi, 31 of age. Can you, agar ek hi message bana kar de de, kyunki usme maa ka naam nahi hai. تو ایک ہی میسیج اگر بنا کر دے دیں تو انشاءاللہ ہم استخارہ ضرور کریں گے. استخارہ فور مائی مم, شی از ایل آل دا ٹائم. انشاءاللہ. السلام علیکم. وعلیکم السلام. کین آئی ڈو استخارہ فور مائی سن؟ ہی آلویز فالز اینڈ ہرٹس ہمسیلف اینڈ از ڈسوبیڈینٹ. انشاءاللہ عز و جل ویل ڈو دا استخارہ دیٹ. پلیز کین یو ڈو استخارہ فور مائی سن؟ ہز میرج ہیز بروکن ڈاؤن اینڈ ہی از گوئنگ تھرو اینڈ ہیز اینگر ایشوز. اوکے, انشاءاللہ عز و جل. کوڈ ورڈ مرشد. Salam, please, would you do istikhara for my son who's been ill with bad stomach problems? Please don't mention name on TV. Code name, Ya Ghos Al-Madad. Ameen. Salam alaikum wa alaikum as-salam. I just want to do istikhara because I'm losing weight and not gaining weight. Please, I'm stressed. Don't be stressed. Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, will do good. And inshallah, we'll have some for you as well.
There'll be a lot of people out there who will be happy if they lost weight.
I'm one of them. But not through any illness.
Not through any illness.
Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give him barakat. Assalamu alaikum. Can you have my istikhara done for marriage and treatment? Court to use dua. Inshallah, istikhara will be done. Okay, I've got some istikhara results that have come back. We have someone who did an saw a dream and they see a dog chasing them in their dream. The istikhara is clear, so there's nothing to worry about there.
Yeah, if they recite Ya Mutakabbiru, Ya Mutakabbiru, Ya Mutakabbiru 21 times with Durood Sharif before and after, before they go to sleep, inshallah.
Inshallah, Ya Mutakabbiru 21 times before and after Durood e Paak bhi padh le, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala will make it easier. Ji, code word dua. Someone wanted istikhara for marriage and fertility treatment. The istikhara has come back as Waqti Azmaish. Okay. And also, please can you do istikhara for my husband? He has several car accidents and doesn't seem to have any luck. Istikhara has been done and it's Waqti Azmaish. So it's a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for him. Allah Ta'ala give him barakat and blessing in his earning and his... You know, if you haven't, try to have a little ta'weez. If you visit your nearest basta, your ta'weez stall, inshallah, they'll give you a ta'weez which you can hang for blessings in the car. Obviously, don't hang it where you're going to be driving. Hang it somewhere on the side of the car. But inshallah, there will be barakat in that as well.
Sahab, regarding the istikhara where I was longing for a child.
Ji.
The istikhara was when you gave the reply.
Ji.
You gave him a spiritual cure in regards to someone who's longing for a child.
Ji.
It mentions that both husband and wife, after each salah, both husband and wife, after each salah, if they recite dua of Hazrat Zakariya, alayhi salam, yeah, three times with Durood Sharif, once before and once after. Now the dua of Hazrat Zakariya, alayhi salam, is from Surah Ali Imran, ayat number 38. Surah Ali Imran, ayat number 30. So they recite this dua three times with Durood Sharif, once before, once after. And the dua is as follows. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibatan innaka sami'ud du'a.
MashaAllah.
So Surah Ali Imran, ayat number 38.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah khaira. We also had a request for istikhara for grandson who had bad eczema. It again has come out as illness, so there's nothing, no black magic, no evil eye. Allah Ta'ala give him shifa-i kamila for eczema.
Yeah, well, I'd recommend that they visit the nearest Tavizati or Tariya Basta and seek help in regards. They'll get the cart amal done and use the cart water, inshallah.
Inshallah. We've also had some more Tavizat istikharas done. Someone sent in a message regarding their mom who was ill always. It's a sign of illness. Another istikhara.
Ya Mu'idu.
Keep reading that. Allah Ta'ala will give them shifa. Someone asked for an istikhara regarding their son who keeps falling and hurts himself, disobedient as well. Istikhara is clear, so there's no evil eye or nothing like that. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give him shifa'i kamila. We also had someone who wanted a spiritual cure for sleep problem since 2014. We need the mother's name, please, if possible, so that we can do the istikhara. We have a ta'wizat, istikhara request regarding their son whose marriage is broken down and he has anger problems. This is a waqti azmaish test from Allah Azza wa Jal. Code name Ya Ghous Al Madad, istikhara regarding their son. Alhamdulillah, it's a clear stomach illness. Tasawwur bhai. Inshallah, we'll try to get you a wazifa for that as well. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah. Whilst the brother who's got the anger problem, if they they can do this all the time.
Okay.
If they practice Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin in abundance, inshallah. Okay. So inshallah, this will control the anger.
Inshallah, Azudal. I need istikhara for stomach illness. Also, our baby daughter who cries at night, istikhara has been done for her and it's evil eye. So again, read La ilaha illallah 60 times and blow into the baby. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give her shifa evil eye.
Regarding stomach problems, recite Ya Muhyi. Ye 7 times Durood Sharif before and after and perform them upon the area of the pain. Inshallah Azza wa Jal will be cured.
Inshallah Azza wa Jal.
And continue this until
Inshallah Azza wa Jal.
Until the cure. Inshallah.
Okay, someone also had an istikhara. Someone's getting scared and crying and doing strange stuff. Please, could you do istikhara? Istikhara has been done and it's evil eye. Again, La ilaha illallah, 60 times. We've been having a lot of evil eye today, haven't we?
Jiji.
You know, so. In Allah Ta'ala khair, inshallah azawajal. Please try to read the wazaif that we've given as well. Because the only way that, you know, well, I'm not saying the only way, but well, if you don't recite the wazaif, then what's going to happen is we're not going to, you know, it's not going to work.
So I'll just mention something in general for the viewers of Madani channel, that because like Afzal just mentioned that, you know, we've had a lot of messages where the istikhara is coming back as evil eye. Now, those who are already aren't habitual of this, if they make a habit of this, that when, whenever they're eating, if they recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before they start, inshallah as well, this will also be a means of safeguarding people from evil eye.
Inshallah.
So whenever you're going to consume a meal, before you sit down and you're about to eat, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Inshallah. Code name Medina. Regarding asrat on someone, inshallah azza wa jal, we will do the istikhara for that, inshallah azza wa jal. Just want to point out something that we've had an istikhara request where someone is losing weight, but we don't have the mother's name. So please, if you can send us the mother's name, inshallah azza wa jal, we'll do the istikhara. Also, we've had someone sending in loads of messages. I think these are all connected, so we'll just try that because okay, inshallah. Someone asked for a istikhara regarding brother and sister relationship. You don't talk to each other. You've given your mum's name, but not the brother and your own name. If that is the brother, so we need the brother's name and the sister's name in order to do the istikhara regarding that as well. So, inshallah, azawajal, there's loads of, number one, for example, you know, brothers and sisters, you know, it's such a relationship that it's impossible for someone to not think about talking to their brother or sister. May Allah Ta'ala, those who are in this difficulty, it is very difficult, you know, not talking to your sister, not talking to your brother. You can't imagine this really happening. But if that is the case, then please, you know, try to reconcile with one another. You know, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the thing is, maybe someone's pumping you up or sometimes someone's done something, and what's happening is that you know, people are wanting you not to get together again. But remember one thing, that a lot of people, they don't want you to get together. So therefore, what we need to do is we need to start talking to our brothers and sisters, you know. So someone has to break the ice, as they say. You have to go forward, give them salam. And, you know, alhamdulillah, try to forgive and forget. It's a very beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, forgiving and forgetting. And today we are forgetting that sunnah, seriously. You know, everyone's got the anger up there, you know, and a little thing that triggers me off. And, you know, we even get people with messages as well that, you know, I get angry quite a lot. You know, so you do realize that it's a problem. So if you don't, you know, find a solution for that, we need to find a solution. One of the best solution is recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Try to do a lot of adhkar. The scholars have also mentioned if you stay in wuzu, that will try to control your anger. If you are not in wuzu and you are getting angry, then do wuzu or wash. Sit down. If you're sitting down, lay down. And if not, then just walk out of the room. Try to ignore. Try to defuse the problem that is happening. And you know, if you stay there and you keep on arguing and fighting, it's not going to benefit you. Another istikhara has been done. Code name Medina. It was regarding someone who has asrat. The code of istikhara has been done. But there are no asrat, alhamdulillah. So there's no asrat. There's no black magic, no evil eye on there. So inshallah, azawajal, we'll try to read Ya Salamu 111 times, inshallah, azawajal. Allah Ta'ala will keep you away from any illnesses, any diseases that you have. Also, we've had a request for losing weight. Again, we're just waiting for a person to send us their message regarding that. And I just one thing is that all the messages that you send us, they're on a WhatsApp number, and they, you know, first of all, they go to a checker who checks the messages, and then they forward it on to us, and then we do the istikhara. So, you know, maybe you've already sent the message, so hopefully, inshallah, as soon as they come to us, we'll get them messages, the istikhara done, or whatever wazaif you want in. So if you send us your name, and then the next message is, it'll get mixed up with the other messages as well. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you do istikhara for blockage in marriage? We're just waiting for the reference, the name regarding that, because you got the mother's name but not the person's name as well. Ji, so inshallah, Azawajal, we're just waiting for some, I think we've done all the istikharas that we needed to do as well. Tasawwur bhai, anything, mashallah, Azawajal, new coming in the Tawizat? Basta, we've got the new timing for the istikhara.
Ji.
We've got the new timing istikhara.
We're actually in the process of trying to increase more Tawizat stalls. Actually, the majlis name, a lot of people might have seen the banners starting to change slightly, because the majlis originally was called Tawizate, Majlis Tawizate Atariya. It's actually been renamed, and the name has been given by Amir al-Sunnah, the Ruhani Ilaj Masjid. So in English, it'd be spiritual cures, but
spiritual cures.
Ruhani Ilaj is the official majlis name now.
Mashallah.
So instead of Tawizate Atari, you'll start seeing Ruhani Ilaj banners and posters, etc.
How many Tawizat Baste do we have in the UK?
At the moment, there's 24 across the UK.
MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. But there's in Europe as well, isn't there?
Ji. Alhamdulillah. But across the UK, 24 Bastas, which are now all operating.
What about Islamic Sisters? You know?
Islamic Sisters, Alhamdulillah, there's approximately 5 stalls, if I can, top of my head. I'm actually just, because I've just come back to my duties, I'm actually going through and collating and finding out what's happening where, what things have changed, what things haven't started running, up and running. So I'm trying to get them to run again. Also, working to open more stalls in different areas. So what we're trying to do is make it convenient for the consumer, that, you know, we're closer and closer to them, so that people aren't having to travel, you know, distances too.
You know, at this moment in time, there's a lot of people out there that are charging a lot of money, you know, for these tawizat. I heard the other day that someone was charging about £2,000 just to read a wazifa. You know, that wazifa,
you don't need to go
read
far. You know, if you know, all of us have got phones and tablets at home. Yeah. You just type in and you'll see the amount of advertisements and then charges and etc. Of you know, people are making,
you know, another thing
silly,
is,
silly money.
Someone rang me up the other day, and they said, we rang up Dawat Islami Istikhara line, and they're charging us £50 for the Istikhara. So it wasn't Dawat Islami. We've looked into that, and even if you type on Google Tawizate Attariya or Dawat Islami Tawiz, you know, it's another number that comes up. It's nothing to do with Dawat Islami, because remember, Dawat Islami will never ever charge for Tawizat or Istikhara.
Since we're talking about this subject at the moment, we've got the viewers that are watching us. There's so many companies, or I don't know,
you can call them companies
but there's so many people that are using or trying to use Dawat Islami's name. You know, like for example, in Pakistan, we've got Ruhani Ilaj and Istikhara, and the silsila comes on, I think, about 3 times a week. That name itself has been pinched, you can say, or stolen, or they're using or abusing that service, and they're using the same name, or they're using the logo one way or another. Or, and something which is being used a lot is the green gumbad, which a lot of people look at it and they say Madani Wale, which is, you know, a common term that's used for Dawat Islami. And what they're doing is, because of the logo and etc., people are thinking, yo, this is Dawat Islami.
Right,
and they're using that service. But there's a few things that how you can catch them out. And one of them is that no matter which advertisement you look at, and they're advertising here in the UK, for example, you know, somebody's on a search engine and is searching for Istikhara or Ruhani Ilaj or Tawizat. what the, you know, you're getting here and it's advertising everything for the UK and etc. But when you come down to the number, it's an international number. That's one way of catching it out. But because of WhatsApp, it doesn't, you know, a lot of people are using WhatsApp as a number. And so those are a bit more trickier to catch out. But where are you seeing an international number? You know, that is giving it away, especially when they're advertising for the UK, because Pakistan will not advertise for the UK.
Gee.
They will advertise in general. And there's only one number which is advertised for Ruhani Ilaj Majlis, which is the Istikhara number, which is the 021 number. So you know, there is ways of how you can catch
so those people who, and number one is, if you think that someone is charging you, then they're not Dawat Islami.
Gee.
And if you think that no, they are 100% Dawat Islami, then please let us know.
Then we need to
know. Inshallah, we'll take action regarding that. But Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, these are, you know, majority of the Madani works of Dawat Islami are free of charge. But another one, last thing I want to mention is that we give out a lot of wazaif to read. Now remember, these wazaif will only be possible and they'll only benefit you if you know the tajweed. So please try to learn the Quran with tajweed. Dawat Islami offers this service, Alhamdulillah, locally. Try to talk to the brothers and the sisters, inshallah. They'll teach you the Quran fi sabilillah. Or if you go on to QuranTeacher.net, that's a service that Dawat Islami provides. And Alhamdulillah, it's, you know, it's £25 a month. But you know, that cost, it just takes our costs away. So inshallah, there's a lot of opportunity. So I hope you're going to take that in mind and inshallah start to learn.
Yeah, all the people who have had the istikharas done, if you remember that only Allah knows the truth of the matter, and also be mindful of the ruling that definite knowledge of the unseen, i.e. the ghaib, is not acquired through istikhara.
Inshallah. Jazakallah khaira. We will see you next week, same time, inshallah, same place. Please keep watching Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.